This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving.
Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I just want to say to everybody who has reached out to me to say they are absolutely delighted to hear the singing back on the podcast. Thank you. I am here for you. So I want to get right on in it for you today. So at time of recording, we are about to go into a couple of weeks before we go live with the Quantum Shift event, which is happening at BAFTA in London. And I am hyped. I know something quite extraordinary is about to take place. And obviously, I am immersed in all things infinite receiving, because I've also got a book deadline like that is rapidly approaching. So infinite receiving and quantum shift are all of the things. They're my life right now. And when I was thinking about what I wanted to share with you today, actually, what came up is, how do I even know if I am ready for a quantum shift or a quantum leap is just around the corner? And I was speaking with one of my clients today, and when she shared with me what was going on, I was like, you are on the precipice of your next level of greatness. There is a shift that is happening now, and it gets to be wildly exciting, or you can hold on for dear life thinking, wow, what the heck is happening here, and slow everything down. So I want to share with you these 5 points. And if you recognize yourself in any of the points, you're in a good place. Chill the heck out and just buckle up. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. So sign number one, you are ready for a quantum leap in your existence. And that is, you are considering doing something that almost feels on the verge of being irresponsible. I have done this in my life many times, and particularly in the early stages of entrepreneurship. I used to do things that to the outside world seemed crazy. I often tell the story of when I knew that I was going to become a seven-figure entrepreneur after stagnating in my business around the 400k mark for 2 years in a row. And I made the big, bold money decision to invest in 4 different coaches, 2 for strategy, 1 mastermind, and one specialist coach that I was just going to use for a day. And the total amount invested was around 120k. This was a very irresponsible move, not just once, not just twice, not just 3 times, but 4 times. Maybe the first time actually wasn't irresponsible, but all of the other coaches to the outside world, it just seemed crazy. What on earth was I doing? What was I thinking? And to some people, it would have looked like, oh my God, Susie's searching around for the next shiny bullet. But for me, I was like, I'm getting my team together. And even though this is wild, and even though I really do not have the money, I am willing to commit to investing a quarter of what I earned, 25% of what I earned this year in learning new skills, learning new ways of thinking, learning new ways of being in order for me to get to the seven-figure mark. Those decisions were the best decisions that I could have made. But to the outside world, I know that they would have looked, that they did look irresponsible. If you find yourself on the verge like that, actually, depending on who you are, If you are somebody who resonates with me, if you are somebody that considers themselves to be a little bit of a wild card, that irresponsible to everybody else decision could be the best decision of your life. In my experience, they absolutely were. Second sign that you are on the verge of doing something absolutely extraordinary in your world is the stuff that you have been doing no longer seems to be working. Like things that you were doing that were like a real vibe that just felt super easy for you, that felt solid and certain, were now like no longer solid, no longer certain. And you are like, holy macaroni. My client today described it as the ground underneath me used to feel very firm and solid, and now it feels like everything is moving around. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. And I think that what I have learned over the years is that when it's time to release, I release. And I think that I do it earlier than what most people do, because they will hold on to try and make the thing work. And there is a really fine line between not giving up too soon, because the other thing that I would say about me is that I am consistent. Like I do not give up at the first hurdle. I have failed many, 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 many times, and I've tried things many, 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 many times. But there's something that I am able to tap into within my body. And I actually think quite simply, it's that sense of excitement. Like if what I'm doing is no longer exciting, if I feel like I'm going through the motions, if it's not bringing me joy anymore, and I'm getting the sign that I should be stopping because not even the process isn't helping me, or the process isn't bringing me joy, but then the result either, the end destination doesn't feel good, I know that it's time to let go. And so I have done that in my business 3 or 4 times. I've made pivots that have really, again, to the outside world seemed unexpected, but I know that it has been the right thing for me because things have stopped working or lighting me up. So that's the second sign. Third sign is that you are willing to take a risk that might not work out. I think that when we are looking at slow, steady, incremental growth, we are making decisions that are steady, that are expected, where we can feel confident that if I do X, Y, then I am likely to get to Z. Like that's the way that logical and linear thinking, that's the way that logical and linear thinking often goes, and that logical linear thinking creates logical and linear results. For people who have crazy results, like how the heck did that happen results, like collapsing time results, they are the people that make decisions where the outcome isn't guaranteed. There's a risk involved there, but it's in the risk that the identity shift and the identity upgrade happens. Because you have to, you're forced into being a different person in order to get the result that it is that you desire. Where people fall flat on their face is that they take a risk but then operate from their usual state of being. So when you're willing to take a risk that might not work out, this is another sign that on the other side of that risk, happy days are here again. Fourth sign that you could be on the verge of a really, really big leap is that you are asking for that next level of expansion. It will surprise you how many people are happy with the plateau, how many people are happy with consistency, how many people are just wanting to maintain, because the idea of doing anything that might rock the boat doesn't feel good. But when you're asking for that next level of expansion and you are ready to act in alignment with the next level of expansion, you are stacking the odds in your favor that the next level of expansion is there. The fifth sign that you are ready for a quantum shift or a quantum leap is that there are so many new ideas that are coming through, or you feel like you're in the void and you feel like you're supposed to be waiting right now. And I have had both of those experiences where it's like, and this, 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 and this. And I've had to be like, and breathe. None of this stuff that is coming through has anything to do with the life that I'm living right now. What's going on? Hello, infinite receiving. And also, there's nothing. There's quiet. There's the void. There's, I want something. Hi, how you doing? Sorry, you can't get through. It's like, can somebody, hello, McFly, is there anybody there? Also, my experience with infinite receiving. Nothing, 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 nothing. And then something, 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 something. Like, we're good to go. Let's go. So both of those extremes are signs that something big is coming for you. And so my invitation for you is to lean in to wherever you are at. And if you are really willing to create the leap, be a vibrational match for the next level, it's going to involve you claiming it. It won't just happen by accident. It's going to involve you feeling a level of discomfort and really learning how to be with the discomfort. And I will do another podcast particularly on that piece because it is super important and really, really juicy and super helpful when it comes to you really activating that next level of receiving in your life. If this has been a useful episode for you, do me a favor, share it with a friend. And if you're feeling activated, if you're like, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me, and I really would love to have you on my team, Suze, whether this is Mastermind style, we have a couple of spaces coming up in the Ascend Mastermind, or you're like, oh, actually, I've been putting this off, but I am ready to be at the quantum shift. Remember that both of those things are available. Either hit me up in the DMs on Instagram or send an email to hey@susieashworth.com and the team will tell you exactly what you need to know to get to either the quantum shift in London or how to apply for the Ascend Mastermind. I love you. You're amazing. Please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. And I will be in your earbuds for the next episode. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.